streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets Will Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. And the date is October the 2nd, 2013, and we're kicking off our Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And today we got a great, great show for you with a great, great young lady that we're interviewing today. And she also was a victim of domestic violence and also survived it. And also she started her own organization, which we'll get into that within our interview. And her and her team are doing great things of making awareness and giving back to the community as well. She's a college graduate, motivated and determined to help individuals and people, period, to overcome this epidemic of domestic violence out here. And without further ado, we're going to bring her on the air now, and she's going to formally introduce herself. You're on the air, caller.
Hi, guys. This is Nikia Lowry, and I am the founder of Love, Limits Overcome Violent Encounters.
All right. So what we would like for you to do, starting off the show, get into how you got involved with starting this organization and what transpired to bring this great awareness on.
Okay. It was just something as simple as not wanting to become a victim. I had no idea that I was even a victim. I didn't feel like a victim. I just knew that I didn't want to hold a grudge. I didn't want to become angry. I just wanted to forgive and forget. And I just realized one day that maybe if I tell someone my story, I could help someone prevent being a victim of domestic violence. Maybe they could realize and see the warning signs. You know, I could educate and just bring awareness so people can understand that this is a really serious subject. People really do go through it. Being, you know, young in relationships, people don't realize. They think that, oh, you know, he loves me, she loves me. So I just wanted people to know that domestic violence, domestic abuse is real. I didn't want to become bitter. I didn't want to become angry. I just wanted people to know that it's real.
Dig that. So can you tell the viewers right now that's listening, you know, how did this domestic violence start off with you, you know?
Okay, it started off as a simple being in a relationship with someone that you don't really realize don't love you. You feel like people, oh, well, he loves me because he's upset, jealousy. It was something as simple as a phone call. I was in a relationship and someone called me of the opposite sex, and my boyfriend at the time, he got upset. And he raged out of control, and that was the very first incident where the domestic abuse occurred. At that very moment, you know, I didn't know that, oh, I'm a victim of domestic violence. I've always been the person to say, oh, you know, I would never stay in a relationship with someone, puts their hands on me. But then once it happens to you, it's like, oh, well, what do I do? You just feel like, okay, I'm in a relationship with someone. They're jealous because they love me. And I don't know if it was, you know, the emotional part of it and you feeling like you are in love with someone, and I didn't realize that that was not love.
Right. And when you realized it wasn't love and opened your eyes up, what action did you take? Let the viewers know that.
I just started secluding myself away from people. I didn't really tell anybody. I had just recently found out that I was pregnant. So my situation, I feel, was kind of, it was a difficult decision. I knew that I didn't, of course, want to be by myself just finding out I was pregnant. I didn't want to be, you know, a young single mother So I just decided to not say anything. I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want to feel embarrassed. You know, just feeling like, oh, let me tell somebody about this. I felt like I would be embarrassed, and I didn't want anybody to know. So I just kept quiet. When it came to my friends and my family, I just stayed to myself. I didn't really talk to many people. I just kind of, you know, stayed to myself, and I don't know. It was just unreal.
Right. So you're pregnant at the time. You're going through a lot of misunderstandings, and you ain't letting the family and friends know what's going on. So at this moment, tell the viewers, how is that making you feel inside as a woman that you can't tell your family and friends that you're going through this difficult, difficult situation?
It's a very hurtful feeling because, of course, you're hurting those around you. You know, you kind of catch an attitude with people. You know, then I was already pregnant and I'm young, so I don't know what to do. It's just a bunch of mixed emotions. So you're pretty much having to come up with reasons why you can't hang out with your friends, or you're coming up with reasons why you don't want to talk to people or you don't want to be around people because you don't want people to catch on to what's going on in your relationship or to even suspect that you're going through a situation as such.
Right. So tell the viewers a few incidents that truly occurred that was truly domestic violence, you know, because domestic violence is a growing epidemic on a daily basis where, you know, men, women, and kids is getting killed every day, you know, 365 days a year. So let them know a few incidents behind your domestic violence that truly started opening up your eyes.
Okay. In the very first stages, like I said, it started off very early when I found out I was pregnant. There was an incident that occurred when I was maybe around 7 or 8 months. And at that time, I guess you can say I was in denial as far as being a victim of domestic violence. It was a very bad accident. I never forget. I just remember in my mind, like, oh, I just want to die. You know, I was pregnant, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Then as it started to go, you know, I had my daughter. It kind of died down for a while. I didn't go through any situation where it was physical. It was more emotional as far as name calling, calling me all kind of names, you know, making me feel guilty and feel bad about myself, like pretty much, you know.
Verbal abuse.
Verbal abuse as well. So then, you know, you get to the point where it's just like it's pretty emotional. So it's just like you feel like, well, if this person doesn't want to be with me, then no one else is wanting to be with me. Then you have a child in this situation. So you're like, you know, well, let me stick it out. Because then I decided, okay, I just want to be a family. I just wanted happiness. So we moved. I moved to a different city because I moved to a different city. I actually became a correctional officer. So here I am now, a couple years later, and I'm a correctional officer, someone that, you know, no one would ever suspect of domestic violence because of the type of job that I do. So I want to say one of the life-changing events that really woke me up and opened my eyes were, it was an argument that happened. We were at the house one day, and it was a couple things actually that happened that particular time. So one of the first ones were that night. I never forget, one of my neighbors, I want to say from downstairs, it had gotten so bad that they came and they knocked on the door. I opened the door and it was her and another female. And she was just saying, are you okay? I just want you to know that, you know, we're here to help you. If you need to come to our house, I'm sorry. I guess it was so loud and it happened so often that they knew what was going on. And she was begging me, like she grabbed my hand and she was begging me to come out the house and to come down to her apartment and to call the police and to, you know, get things squared away.
Right.
I did not do it. So the next day I went to work and, well, when I woke up, I realized that my eye was black. You know, it had been incidents, but there were never any physical marks. So this was the first time. So actually looking at myself in the mirror and actually seeing the evidence, I want to say that was maybe one of the times where I said, wow, like, this is serious. I had to actually wear makeup to cover up something that someone else has done to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to work as a correctional officer, and I'm supposed to be, you know, this person that I'm securing people, I'm securing inmates, and I'm doing things that people would never think, you know, that I could do. But then secretly at home, I'm going through this violence.
Man, you're going through straight madness at home, but out in the professional world, you're an upstanding worker and doing upstanding things in the community. And that's majority of the time, that's how it is with women, you know. They go to work, they have a nice position sometime, but people at work might see something, and you turn it around real quick, like, oh, no, everything is great, this, that, and the other. But you're really facing madness day in and day out. And what I want you to tell the viewers right now on that note that you just spoke on, what advice would you give these young ladies that's going through that same drama right now? What advice would you give them?
Advice that I have would simply be just leave. Warning signs are real. We all get red flags. You have the warning signs. It's up to us to pay attention to them or to ignore them. When you get those signs, do not avoid them. Don't ignore them, because 10 times out of 10, the situation will not get better. People only do what you allow them to do. So if you continue to put up with the simple things, if someone is calling you out your name, if it starts off as emotional, just verbal, then it can't escalate to physical, because by you not doing anything and by you not leaving or by you not setting your standards and your limits, you're telling that person, hey, it's okay with me. It's okay for you to take that next step the next time.
Right, right. So if you're listening to the show tonight, men, women, I want you to definitely take heed at what the young lady said, because we all know that this thing is a big epidemic that grows rapidly every day, and we're just trying to help save lives out here from this epidemic that is terrible, you know? And I would like for you to also get into your organization, you know, when you reach out and started the organization with your team. Let's speak about that.
Okay, we started the organization just simply with the website, and on the website we just pretty much have, on the website we have one of the main hot topics that we have on the website now is the blog spot, and it's pretty much, I started off as just expressing kind of the beginning stages of my personal experience, just to kind of get the story out there so people can know that, hey, you know, it happens to people. If you want to, you know, tell your story, you can do so as well. So on the blog spot, we just pretty much go and we do different topics pertaining to relationships, and we kind of like to do, like, how to have healthy relationships, just so people can know, you know, what's normal, what's not normal, warning signs. On the website, we have how you can help us. We have how you can become a team member, and just informational things just pertaining to domestic violence, because some people don't realize that they are in a relationship that could actually turn into domestic violence. They're so close that they don't realize it. So we definitely want people to know what those things are, some of the warning signs. We just want to educate. So that's pretty much what the website is about. It's about educating.
Nice. And give them that website address as well.
The website is loveinc2013.weebly.com.
Sounds great. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have our great, great guest tonight on the show, and she's spreading great awareness about domestic violence, and we're going to take a short commercial break, take a song break, and we're going to be right back with our great guest tonight. So everybody just hang tight.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise,
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
'9/11. You think we don't know? Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of us.
No, but they think
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Some articles, just spend an hour prison planet InfoWars. We'll find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop room, verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Teach one, go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones, I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. We're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball. We're patriots. They best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch where rock falls. They can't stop us all. There's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble. We are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance.
1984, no 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitch, we ain't gonna be your punk, we ain't gonna be your trick. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit, so feel this, feel this. When we think it won't hurt, just a little prick. They don't care, yeah, but take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing our ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like those. From coast to coast, and sea to shining sea. We won't stand for this itch, no, none of your tyranny.
Help Free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join in support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help Free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets of Your Back, hottest radio show worldwide, and we're still kicking it right here with our great guest tonight, and welcome back to the show, young lady.
Thank you.
And we'll pick up from where we left off at. You gave out the website, and we have a few people on the line right now. We're going to take their calls, and we're going to see what's happening with that. Is that all right with you?
That's fine with me.
All right, we finna rock and roll then. I'm going to call the last four digits of each number, and the first number, last four digits, is 5057. Caller, you're on air.
Peace. Yes, sir. My name is Elevation Allah. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I'd like to comment on the whole topic of domestic violence. From my perspective,
go right ahead.
From my perspective, violence is an extension or outreach of a person who is unable to convey their ideas or communicate effectively or articulate and express themselves. So when a person normally finds, in my experience, they find that they cannot express themselves adequately, then a lot of times they tend to go to the physical side. And point blank, when you're dealing with people of low accomplishment, you're dealing with people who have lower intelligence, lower aspiration, ambition, this is the kind of things that you're looking at or a possibility of. So when we talk about warning signs, I want people to be very clear on what I'm talking about. I play chess. I don't play checkers. So I look at, you know, what kind of things a person does in their pastime, who they hang with. You know, you had an old cliche, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. Well, this is part of it, you know. And I'm not going to take up too much time, but I want to just end off. We're talking about scriptural language. And one of the reasons why in the Bible, in the Quran, in these scriptural books, that they talk about animals, they talk about celestial objects, because you got people that compare to stars and such, and they talk about fig trees and nature and stuff. Because the reason why these are talked about is because these are actually comparisons for people. People have these characteristics. You see, me as a person, I can run a flim-flam, a con, I can pretend, I can put up a facade or a masquerade, but those three items I just mentioned, they're universally the same, always going to be the same. So we need to just recognize who we're dealing with, and see, before we just jump out there. I really appreciate it. I'm just going to fall back and listen to your show. Peace.
My man, we appreciate it, good brother. And would you like to ask the young lady a question before you fall back, before we get off?
Oh, yeah, actually I would. Also, I apologize. Your name escapes me. However, I found out about you through Ms. Brevard, you know, Stephanie. So I have a company, 360 Magnetic Solutions, and
okay.
I would like to partner up with you guys in terms of possibly creating a brand or propelling your digital campaign that much further along. I've talked to her about it, and I don't know how close you two are. But I've been knowing it for a while, and I'm extremely capable. Whether I'm up to your standards or not, I'm not sure, but I'm a capable person. So if we could possibly get together, hey, that would be wonderful. I got a business page. It's facebook.com/360magnetic solutions. It's phonetic. It's not no funky way to spell it. And my name is Elevation Allah, and that's my phone number, 832-707-5057. So, if we could partner up, I'm not actually to put you under pressure for an answer right now, but just take a look at my site or let's talk to Ms. Brevard, and if there's some kind of way I can help out, I would love to. So I'm definitely trying to get myself
like
out there as well.
Excuse me? Sounds like a winner. I said that definitely sounds like a winner, so you can shout. You can also shout your website out too, you know what I mean? If you got a website as well, you know, besides your Facebook.
You know what? Actually, all I have is a Facebook right now. So I got a Facebook page, and you know, I'm dealing with the social media aspect, Pinterest, YouTube, and all that.
All right, my man. That sounds great, then. So we appreciate you coming on, man, and, you know, go ahead and lean back and finish listening to the show, and we're going to keep the vibe going tonight, man, and, you know, keep spreading that positive message, good brother.
Yes, sir. That's peace.
My man.
Can I say something about the caller for a second?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. We definitely going to let that get in.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone disconnected, so I was trying to comment, but my phone cut off. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling in. I definitely want to shout out Stephanie. She is a part of the team. So, yes, anything that you want to help out with, it's fine to talk to her about it, and we can definitely discuss, you know, your possibilities with helping out with the organization. And thanks again for calling in.
Thank you.
My man. All right, we appreciate it. So you hold tight with us, good brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. The last four digits is 7438. Caller, you're on the air. Last four digits, 7438. You're in the air, caller. All right, I guess they're just leaning back a little bit, you know. So we're going to get back to our guest, and, you know, we just want you to vibe it out there, because I see you got people that's already reaching out to you that's ready to help make a difference in your organization. So spread that word to people that's ready to listen to that, you know what I mean, and come into the organization and expand with you. So go ahead and elaborate on that.
Okay, coming into the organization, we definitely have – information for you on the website on how to become a team member or just a simple member. We have had our first event already in August for we named it the Back to School event, and it was just pretty much us going out and donating to the children before they went back to school. We also provided them with not only school supplies, but pamphlets just on domestic violence, because a lot of children are affected by domestic violence. So our team, in which we've already created now, we all came together and we got the school supplies, we went out, and we did that. So if you are interested, we definitely have a lot of things coming up in October that I'm sure we'll get to later, but we have a lot of events planned for October. So if anyone is interested, please visit us at the website. Again, loveinc2013.weebly.com, and just click on the tab, become a team member, and submit an entry form, and we'll definitely get back to you guys ASAP.
Oh, that's what time it is. So we got the lines being lit up, so we're going to go to another caller and see what's happening. Hold on, young lady. All right, we're going to go to a caller with the last four digits, 2781. Caller, you're on the air. You're on the air, caller. 2781, last four digits. All right, I guess they wanted to lean back too, you know? So it's another caller. We'll go over here. Caller with the last four digits, 2977. Caller, you're on the air. All right, you're on there, caller. Wow, I guess everybody's call's dropping. Is you still there, my friend?
I'm still here.
All right. So go ahead and elaborate. Do you have any books coming out or any information that you're doing this month? Go ahead and put that out there as well, you know, any events coming up this month for October.
Okay, yes. For this month, we're definitely planning a fundraising event for domestic violence. What we're going to do is we will do a movie relating to the topic of domestic violence, and we'll just have movie night. We're going to do $2 per person. It is just include popcorn, drink. We'll definitely discuss, you know, topics of domestic violence before we get started. But I just want it to be like a fun night out. So we'll do that. We'll do that a couple of weekends out of the month. Also, on our website, we have a spot where you can go and purchase accessories and jewelry. So for the month of October, you can get two pieces of jewelry, you get a free pair of earrings, which they say love. So we'll definitely have new pictures of some of our jewelry on there. Also, as well as that, we will be doing face-to-face interviews with anyone who wants to do personal experiences. So we'll have all those dates on the website coming up, ongoing for the whole month of October. We will be getting items donated as well as donating items to take to shelters. And we're going to call that the Purple Drive, the Purple Bag Drive. So anybody wants to drop off any kind of items, hygiene items that we can donate to the shelters, we'll definitely be doing that all month long, and we will take them to the shelters at the end of the month. And towards the end of the month, we will also hold a candlelight ceremony for domestic violence. So all of those dates will be posted to the website as soon as possible.
Right. That sounds great. So we're going to take another short intermission, and we're going to come back with our great guest tonight that's putting it out there, and she's going to keep bringing that great awareness to you all, and we're going to be right back after this. Be right back, young lady. Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd.
We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, and we're still kicking in with our great guest tonight, and she's back on the air. So you're back on the air, young lady, and you studied bringing that great awareness and that great word to the people. And what area do you live in for the people in your area can also be aware of this information?
I live in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the Piedmont Triad area.
Mm-hmm. And if they want to drop something off in that area, what place do they go to in your area to drop off donations and things?
What we will do every weekend, we will open up different places where we can get it dropped off. So on the homepage of our website, just be sure to check those announcements every week so that the locations will vary from Winston-Salem, High Point, Kernersville, et cetera, so no one will be left out.
This sounds like a winner right there. Now, do your organization have annual walks there in your community, or you have not got to that point yet with the walks?
We have not gotten to the point where we do the walks. Unfortunately, this is our very first year, and we did
mm-hmm.
want to do something. But,
mm-hmm.
of course, you know, we want to go hard or go home. So, of course, we were aiming for doing something next year so that everything can be, you know, more organized. So this year
yes.
we're just kind of looking into walking with someone else, with another organization, just so we can participate.
Sounds good then. So you heard what the young lady said. You know, Love Organization is looking to participate with other organizations in the Carolina area, correct?
Correct.
And they are willing to be down with your organization and spread the message as well. And you can both spread the message together, because at the end of the day, it's about saving lives. And that's totally what it's about at the end of the day. And everybody's battling for the same thing, which is a great cause, you know. And I urge everyone to go check out the website, get involved with the organization, and not just if you live in their state, you know. I'm encouraging everybody in other states as well to get involved with the organization, because the way things is now, you don't have to actually be physically in that state to make a difference or to make a donation, you know. So we're asking everybody to do that as well. You know, donate to that organization and get involved at what you can do to help that organization in your state, in your city. Okay, now we got callers on the line. I'm going to try it one more time and see if anybody's ready to speak to you besides that great gentleman that spoke last time, you know. So we're going to roll
okay.
this one more time. All right. So now we're
okay.
going to go to last four digits, 7438. Caller, you on there? I guess everybody's just chilling tonight. All right. We're going to head on up, and we're going to see if caller, last four digits, 1276. Caller, you on there? I guess everybody's just chilling tonight. Nobody's rapping but the young man who was willing to step up to the plate, you know? So is there any more information you would like to give out tonight?
Yes. For the month of October, we want to welcome any guest bloggers that want to tell their personal experience, whether it's just typing your story online or doing a video blog, so that
mm-hmm.
people can kind of read from everybody's point of view. Don't have to be a victim of domestic violence. You could have maybe been the child of someone who you grew up in a home, or
exactly.
you know, have a friend. So I want anyone who's willing to tell their stories to go online and sign up under the tab, Become a Guest Blogger. And what we'll do is we'll feature you live that particular day. We'll set a time so you can tell your story, and anyone can go and ask questions, and you can kind of give advice and talk about, you know, the things, the topic of your choice.
That sounds like a winner right there. Now, any more other great information you'd like to give out before we close out? Because I love what your organization is doing, and I encourage everyone that's listening tonight to truly get involved with a great organization that's doing things to help save a life.
I just want to leave off with saying, if anyone is in a situation and you don't know what to do, just seek help. Seek advice from anyone, because people are willing to listen to you. People are willing to talk to you. People do care about you. I don't have to know you. People do not have to know you personally to help you. So if you are in a situation or you know someone who's in a situation, whether it's my organization or other organizations, please find time to just, you know, be a listening ear, because you never know what someone is going through. Just visit the website if you want to just become involved. You don't have to physically be here. We welcome anybody of all races, age, sex. So just know that you can help someone. So help us, help others, and just be a part of our organization, anybody else's organization, because domestic violence, it is real, and you can help people just by stepping up, telling your story, and just saying, hey, you know, how can I help you?
Amen, you know, and you couldn't have said it no better, you know. So once again, we're encouraging everyone who's listening to this, and if you're listening to this, tell a friend and tell a friend to tell a friend to get involved, because like she said, you don't have to, you know, say nothing. If you want to keep your story quiet, you can just email, you know what I'm saying, and a person will email you and talk with you, you know, or you can speak on the phone, and you don't have to say who you are, but, you know, it's about just helping and reaching out to people, because people do care, and people want to help, and people are there to help. So with that being said and done, any more last words or any more shout-outs you would like to give out?
I just definitely want to shout out my team. You guys are awesome. You're great. I have a very great team. Anytime I need them, they are there. So I definitely want to shout out my team, because, you know, this is our first year, and already I feel like, you know, they have definitely stepped up to the plate, and we're accomplishing great things. And I just see, you know, in the long run, this organization will definitely be doing great things. So I definitely want to shout out my team. I really appreciate you guys.
That's what's happening, you know. And get that website out one more time before we depart.
Okay, last time, guys. The website is Love, L-O-V-E, Inc., I-N-C, 2013, dot Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, dot com. And if you want to look me up on Facebook, the organization, my name is Nakia, N-A-Q-U-I-A, Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y.
All right. That sounds like a winner. And what I want to say to you, young lady, and your whole team tonight is keep up the great work and keep doing God's work and keep pressing to help save lives out here and keep up the great work you all are doing. And me and my wife are very glad that we came across you guys with me always surfing on the net to look out for people, to network with people, and to help people get their message and their word out there. So we're glad to have a platform for organizations like yours and other people that's willing to tell their story, and organizations that's willing to spread their message that they are here for people who need help. So we just want to give you and your team a big ups, you know, and keep up the great work.
Leslie, thank you for having us. We really appreciate you and your wife. So thank you for helping us spread the word.
Oh, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? And y'all have a blessed night, and don't hesitate to reach out if you need us to network with you and promote with you. We're always here. So it's just nowadays just one button away now.
Exactly. Thank you guys again.
All right. God bless now. And everybody have a great night. And remember, the streets don't love you back.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I know.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. Until this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Don't let it hold you down. You gotta get up.
Another call on the line, and we're going to hit it in. Last four digits is 3956. Caller, you on there? Last four digits, 3956.
This is Damien. I'm just listening on in. You know, just enjoying
the this is my man that ride with me all the time. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So we got one of our members on the line tonight, Mr. Damien, and he's riding with me tonight like he always do. But before we go back to the music and the commercials, we want my homeboy to let y'all know about that new book coming out, Walking Through Hell with a Glass of Ice Water. Talk to him about that, D.
Oh, man, thanks, Rob. I'm just on the line just enjoying getting some positivity. I just got off of work, but I got a book coming out. It's called The Seven Keys to Strolling Through Hell, Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water. It's just about my isolated experience going through what I refer to as hell, having been incarcerated for about a total of 16 years. And it's available for pre-order on www.smileinhell.com. It's also available, or it's posted up as a coming soon book on blackandnobel.com, and that it'll be distributed worldwide. It'll be on amazon.com, and it'll be published within the next 90 days.
That's what I'm talking about, B. So, hey, man, I appreciate you always tuning in and vibing with me. So we're going to ride this out tonight together, and we're going to go back to a few commercials, and then we're going to hit a few songs, and we're going to come back with my boy D on the line with me like he always do when he slide in. So we'll be right back with my man D. Hold tight, D.
Okay, Rob.
Help Free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed, and help Free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
The hottest. Newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Acken Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to the clear haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, wreck is knocking you out like rubber, touching does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it in your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you better not run up? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break necks. You wanted out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, girl, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the card that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you black stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making it back up in you. Do dissect you like my chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me.
my face, but you have been acting kind of shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Funny, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight. Funny, you played yourself. No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface, cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should have messed with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick and slew with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga role. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Mr. Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should have kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should have understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, the Street Show of Your Back show, and we still kicking it right here. You know, we had a great, great first half of the show, Domestic Violence Awareness from the Love Team, and we still letting everybody know, definitely check them out, check the websites out that they gave out, and you will be able to listen to this interview 24/7. You know what I mean? When it posts up tonight. So you can listen to it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tell your friend to listen to it. Get the information. Spread the information around the world. Get involved with what they're doing down there. So without further ado, we're going to keep this thing popping. You feel me?
Right.
day. Strip clubs in the big three, but it's all love to me. 8 miles, 7 miles, 6 miles, 4-1, Schoolcraft, Telegraph. That's West Side love. Van Dyke, grass shit, meringue, and charmless, Jefferson. Them East Side thugs, whole city walk around, mean mugs. Something hard for them hoes, so fresh, so clean, for them auto shows. Come fly with your mans one time, get drunk, get high, put your hands in the sky. Let me see you two-step and get your hustle on. Baby girl, get low, shake it to the song. Pop a bottle, throw your money in the air. If you in love with that ball of life, say, yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back into the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets of Love. You back, and I'm kicking it live right here with my homeboy, Damon, tonight. He always ride with me when he can, and I want to give a special, special shout-out to my wife slash queen, Miss Lucinda Boyd, and I just want to thank her for all that she do. She's taking care of the things tonight, so I had to ride with the show by myself. But my boy Dane, once again, he come up on the show riding with me all the way out. So I just wanted to give a big shout out to my wife slash queen that does amazing things for the Streets of Love You Back. And I just want to let everybody to know also as well that my wife just finished up Miss Donna Buchanan's book called Second Chance Runaway, and it's available now. You can Google her name up, Donna Buchanan, and it'll come up, and you can buy the book on Lulu.com, and it's in effect all over the world, so go ahead and cop that book. Donna Buchanan came a member of our organization while she was in prison. She did 13 years. She got out July 4th of this year. Book already done went global, thanks to my wife who edited it, who did it, and made it happen for us. So my wife does such amazing work, so I had to give her all the praise in the game, man, you know. And without further ado, I want to run back over here and holler at my boy Damon for a few minutes before we depart. What's up with you, D, man?
Not too much, man. I'm just down for the struggle, the positive struggle, and it's like, I'm wondering why I wasn't doing the right thing all along.
Well, you know, it's like, man, we had to go through our trials and tribulations. Yeah, we had to go through our trials and tribulations in order to get to that point. You feel me? So it is what it is. So any last words you'd like to say, D, before we close out?
Man, everybody who's on the right track, man, just don't stop. That's all I got to say. Don't stop. And if you want a little bit of extra motivation, in addition to the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, remember the name Damian Lee. First book coming out within the next 90 days, The 7 Keys to Struggling Through Hell, Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water. Available on CreateSpace, Amazon, www.smilinghell.com, which is my personal website. Man, get the book. Show me some love. Be inspired. Be motivated by real life struggle and overcoming that struggle.
Dig that. And I think I got my man on the line who I've been waiting to jump online all night because I've been spinning his joint. So I'm going to see if that's him, D. And we're going to spin it one more time before we depart tonight, okay? So you hold tight and hang in there with me, D. Hold fast. Hey, is that my man G.I. in the house?
Man, I'm in the house right here with the Streets Don't Love You Back, man, live and direct. What's going on with my man? Hello, everybody.
Man, we've been spinning you out here, baby. You feel me? I was waiting on your show. That's my man, G.I., who I've been spinning. So we're going to spin it for he can hear with his own ears. So we're going to be right back after we spin these for my man, G.I. So everybody hold tight.
Bless it. Help free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
Nine 11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of them.
No, but they think most
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking dish. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating InfoWars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I will be the cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision. So make an incision. Cut out the bookish. Goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision. So make an incision. Cut out the bookish. Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones. But not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones. I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. Armed with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. We're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball. We're patriots. They best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. There's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble. We are coming, that is all. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision. So make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision. So make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance.
1984, no 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves. We ain't gonna be your bingo. We ain't gonna be your punk. We ain't gonna be your trick. When you come, bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So feel this. When we stick, it won't hurt. Just a little prick. They don't care. Yeah, bitch, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, we're down tonight. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat. It's a warning to you. So you're coming after us. We're not chasing after you. We're standing on ground. Don't get too close.
But we are like the sun. You'll get burned like toast.
From coast to coast and sea to shining sea. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision. So make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. With the war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision. So make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information. There's a war on information. War on information. And the planet's a prison. War on information. War on information.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets and Love You Back, and we kicking it tonight real strong, and I'm glad my man G.I. was able to tune in and hear his joints tonight, his commercial, we spent it, but glad he tuned in before we logged off the air for he can hear with his own ears. So we're going to let my man G.I. come on before we leave off the show, and he can get his last words in. Yeah, you on there.
Hey, man, thanks for doing that, man. It's a blessing, man. That's the first single that we dropping. That's InfoWars, my man, Face the Music. You know what I'm saying? Soul Music Group is in the house. We got so much more. It's the Free G.I. Project, man. It's the Free G.I. Volume 1. The CD get ready to drop in like 2 weeks, man. So, you know, that's just the first piece of it. And, you know, we got something from DeBrat coming. We got something from Nardo Ranks. We got Perry Lewis Rich. We got my boy Charlie B. I Hate the Law, man. I mean, we got some slamming heaters on there, man. So I appreciate that, brother, man, and much love. Anybody want to go to the website, check it out. You got more songs on there. You can listen to them. You can donate a little something on the downloads and everything. FreeGIProject.org. Much love to Streets Don't Love You Back, to my man Rob, Miss Lucinda. Much love all the way around.
Hey, we appreciate that, man, you know. And I also want to say before we get off the air, I also want to send a shout-out to my homeboy Young Buck, who just got out yesterday, you know what I mean? So we want to give big ups to Young Buck. He kept in touch with me while he was in the joint, you know, kept in touch with the team while he was locked down. You know, he got a copy of the Streets and Love You Back book and doing his thing, you know. So we just welcome you home. Come on out, do the right thing. Take care of your business, take care of the family, and go ahead and bring that heat at them like you know you're going to do, you know. And without further ado, we'd like to give all our soldiers and the 150 prisons that me and my wife serve, we want to give all our soldiers and all the prisons that we serve, and that's federal and state men and women, and we want to give a big shout-out to all our soldiers out here in the streets that's helping educate and helping to save lives, you know. So we want to just give a big shout-out to everybody, man, you know, and just keep doing what you're doing out here, man, because at the end of the day, it's about helping and saving lives, you dig? And if you got to bring BS to the table, you can keep that, because nobody over in this camp ain't even feeling that, you know what I mean? So we just always want to keep that up front, you feel me, before you step off into that. You know, we cut that, and like they say in the old days, we nip that at the bud even before it come in the territory. So we just letting you know, if it come correct, it don't even come at all. That's the bottom line, you know. So we send much love out to everybody, man. It's down with the movement. Send much love out to my man G.I. and his team. Much love out to my boy Damien. And we just doing our thing, man. Much love to everybody. And the Streets and Love You Back. And, hey, check us out next Wednesday. We're going to have a great, great show for you, Dan. Peace out.